are we looking into, Justin?
Well, today's international story, I'm looking into a couple of Hong Kong infrastructures. There are two of them. One is a bridge and a railway connecting Hong Kong with China. And yeah, in my clip, I'm just going to find out what the divisions are and how they affect the city, because I'm from there.
Cool.
In the next 4 months, two of Hong Kong's most controversial infrastructure projects will start operations, the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge and the Hong Kong Express Rail Link. Both projects are expensive and in some ways unpopular with different parts of the city. First, I'm starting with the bridge. Consisted of a three-cable state bridge, three artificial islands, and an undersea tunnel, it is the longest in its type. The governments of Hong Kong, Macau, and China are supportive of the projects because of the long-term economic benefits it can bring, as ABC's Bill Bertless reports.
The Pearl River Delta is home to roughly 60 million people. If the densely populated cities around this waterway were combined, it would be the world's biggest metropolis. And that's the long-term thinking from China's government in linking Hong Kong to Zhuhai and Macau.
The bridge will act like a ring road for the Pearl River Delta area. It will not only speed up transport, it will also help spread Hong Kong's development to the cities on the mainland side.
One criticism is the cost of the whole project, which critics describe being it as a, quote, financial black hole. When the project was first announced in 2009, the Hong Kong government estimated it will cost 506 million Hong Kong dollars and the bridge will be open in 2016. However, fast forward to 2017, the government had delayed the opening date to late 2018, and the total cost had added up 237 times to 120 billion Hong Kong dollars. That means each Hong Kong citizen will need to pay 16,000 Hong Kong dollars, which is 3,000 New Zealand dollars, for the project. Also, just in April, questions are raised about the structure on one of the project's artificial islands, his radio television Hong Kong's The Pulse.
The aerial photographs posted on the internet show that a number of interlocking concrete blocks, known as doluses, at the edge of the eastern artificial island appear to have become displaced. The blocks are meant to absorb the impacts of strong waves and protect the island and tunnel. In one set of images taken at low tide, the doluses are scattered above water. At high tide, they are submerged. The images sparked an outcry. Representatives of the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge Authority, including officials from the three governments, argued that the doluses are actually designed specifically to be submerged in a random manner. Those stacked at the side of the island that rise above the water's surface are there to absorb the force of the waves. Others are there to prevent vessels from sailing too close and damaging the undersea tunnel.
In the same program, Albert Lai, the founding chairman of public policy think tank Professional Commons, explained how does the scattered or submerged blocks cause problems to the island's structure.
Because at high tide you can see that all these dolos at the tip of the island have been submerged. Now, everyone knows that if you really want this dolos to be effective, it has to be above the waterline so that when the wave comes in, you know, it breaks all the energy and so on. So if a normal day, a normal high tide day, all these dolos already submerged, then how can this, you know, be functioning as a kind of wave-breaking structure?
On the other three sides, there isn't that gap, so maybe it's the case that the rest of it holds up the weaker part of the structure.
Not at all. I mean, you can see that the waves will come in all directions, obviously, and that if you have the waves hitting this wall, this concrete wall all the time, obviously it will be under undue pressure.
But the next project I'm going to talk about, the Hong Kong Express Rail Link, is even more controversial, as its details raised concerns about Hong Kong's autonomy under Chinese rule. The Hong Kong Express Rail Link is the Hong Kong section of the Guangzhou-Shenzhen-Hong Kong Rail Link, which is part of the Chinese rail network. The railway starts at West Kowloon Station in Hong Kong and terminates at Guangzhou South Station in China. The Hong Kong government is supportive of the plan, with then Secretary of Transport and Housing Eva Zhang claiming the railway can connect Hong Kong with other Chinese cities and provide economic benefits for all. Since the railway's proposal in 2009, it has been subjected to intense opposition. In fact, after the first funds for the railway were approved by Hong Kong's Legislative Council in January 2010, Zhang and other lawmakers who support the project had to leave the building using public transport instead of cars, as the roads are blockaded by protesters. Here's a news report from Now TV.